From 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, this is Phil McDonald, joined by Ryan Ogle, the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Director. And Ryan, I know Thursday morning you guys had to make a difficult announcement.
Yeah, well, Phil, thanks for taking the time. It's tough for everyone involved. But at the beginning of this three-week process, what we put at the top of the list was the community, our volunteers, corporate clients, ticket partners, and really all of those individuals that come to look and celebrate this event every year. And we thought, what is the best for those individuals? And I think we went through the proper process. I think we've come to the right decision, although it's hard. And I just keep telling everyone, you know, the right decisions are often the hardest, and we're all disappointed, but we at least get to point our attention to 2022 when we come back here.
And I like your timing as well, because some people say, well, why didn't you wait until later on this month to try to make an announcement? But so many variables are involved and so many people are involved, so many companies are involved, you need as much heads up as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not an easy decision to make at all. And in a perfect world, we have ample amount of time, and we gave ourselves, I think, a good amount of time, and we did not rush this decision. But at the end of the day, with the stay-at-home order and the uncertainty of the situation, cancellation was really the only option, and we thought it was best to let all of our stakeholders, all of our partners, all of our supporters know as soon as possible so they can make the necessary adjustments. We could do this the right way, which was important to us, and we could move forward and help what's most important, and that's help a community fight a disease and make sure that we're playing our part to slow the spread.
You mentioned the decision process, and I know part of that was throwing around other options as far as maybe doing it at a different date.
Yeah, we worked with a lot of key partners through this decision, first and foremost KitchenAid, as well as the PGA Tour champions and our broadcasting partners, and we really laid out all of our options. We looked at them all, we considered them all, but we weighed them against what is the impact to the community, what is the impact to the supporters, the volunteers, the golf course, and we really went through, I think, a very smart process that unfortunately pointed to our only option being a cancellation. And although, the event doesn't go on, this community still goes on, this golf course celebrating its 10 years, and we're so excited to celebrate with them. And then when we come back in 22, it's going to be our 10th year since we started this event in Southwest Michigan. And now we've got to make it bigger and better yet again, and really even double down even more on these great things we were going to bring in 2020.
Well, I know, and we've talked to you in the past, when you say bigger and better, and if you attend the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, you wonder, how in the world can you make it bigger and better? But you've got time to do that.
Yeah, we have a few more months than we planned. Although, we have already started conversations of 2022 before we made this announcement, because that's how long of a process it takes. It's a 2+ year process, and we've been, already starting to think about that. And now, I'm really going to challenge myself, and we're going to challenge ourselves as a team to go, when this comes back after a little bit of a break, it's important that we grow it, that we put our best foot forward, and that we really make it a celebration after we fight and we win this battle that we're all facing right now. It's going to be a great opportunity for us to come back together to shine that national and global spotlight on Southwest Michigan and really celebrate what we have come to love and know here, and that is our community coming together for a community event.
And I can't even imagine to even start to count how many volunteers, like you always talk about, that make an event like this possible. What do you say to the folks that were, set to volunteer for this year's event?
Yeah, I mean, it's the thousands of volunteers, tens of thousands of spectators. It's our hundreds of corporate partners. To all of them, I first and foremost say sorry. I obviously would love to have a different decision or direction, but the support we're getting from them, whether it's on social media or personal notes, is overwhelmingly positive. I think everyone realizes that this was the best decision for the safety of our community. Mm-hmm. And, I hope that all of them will answer the call again in 2022. We've already had multiple volunteers and some corporate partners already say, sign me up for 22. I can't wait. So the initial reaction has been extremely positive. I want to thank everyone for their patience. And if there are any questions out there, when we set to make this decision and announce it, we wanted to do it the right way. And our goal is to be completely transparent, to be completely supportive of everyone. So please, go to our website, srpga.com. Our team has already been in contact with all of our volunteers, ticket buyers, corporate clients. We want to help you in this process, and we're here to answer your questions and make sure that you receive everything back and that you are excited to join us again in 2022.
You mentioned ticket buyers, and again, Ryan Ogle is the championship director for the KitchenAid Senior PGA, joining us with WSJM Sports. As far as ticket sales go, are there options, whether refunds or just transferring that to 2022, are there options for people?
Well, anyone that purchased a ticket for our championship will get a full 100% refund. That's going to be happening over the next few days. And we ask anyone that has any questions about that process to contact us. And they will have to look at our new options in 22. It's a little too early to know what kind of packages we will have available as we try to make those more unique and more value. We had a really popular one that included a golf at Harbor Shores and a ticket to the championship. And although that will be fully refunded, we look to continue new packages like that give people a tremendous amount of value to come play a championship course, a Jack Nicklaus design course, and come watch the champions play it yet again in a couple years.
And again, I know all the work that goes into it. I mean, when the previous championship was held here at Harbor Shores, as soon as that next day hit, you guys were already starting to plan for this year. And so because of all of that, and there was an awful lot that goes into the decision to cancel this. But again, I applaud your guys' efforts, too. It's not a knee-jerk situation. And yeah, everyone wants life back to normal, and they want their sports, no matter if it's golf or baseball or football or whatever. But first and foremost is the health and safety of the community.
Yeah, you know, when you're sitting here and you're talking about a sporting event and you put it in perspective, you realize there's so many more important things for the current situation. And at one day, we're going to get through this and we're going to celebrate and we're going to go back to normal and have our favorite sports on TV or go play a round of golf. But what's so great, the silver lining that I'm seeing anyways, and today, and I've seen over the past few weeks, is, you know, we're really starting to support our neighbor. It seems like there is less, there's more unselfishness than I've ever seen, and people are really coming together to help fight and combat this pandemic and this disease. And that, to me, is reassuring. And hopefully, when this is all said and done, that's one thing that doesn't stop. And we continue that in our community that's, you know, known for that already, but I've seen it even more. And then we get to celebrate together in our favorite restaurants, our favorite locations, and then in a couple years at our favorite event in Michigan.
Well, I noticed the same thing, and I couldn't have put it any better than what you just too. I've noticed the outpouring as well. It's good to see. It's too bad that it's a situation like this that brings us to that, but it is good to see. So again, the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship for this spring has been canceled, and so now next year, where is the event?
Yeah, then the 2021 event is going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at Southern Hills Country Club. Very historic course, has hosted multiple major championships, very good partners of ours, and we're looking to have another fantastic event there, and they will crown a champion that we'll welcome back here in 2022.
Well, all of us, let's start getting excited for 2022. Ryan, we appreciate your time, and again, hats off to you and everybody with KitchenAid and the Senior PGA Championship for, again, making a hard decision, but a necessary one.
Well, thank you, Phil. Thank you and the entire team for all the support you guys have provided. And we really value the positive reaction we've received from everyone. And hopefully, when this is all said and done, we'll be able to shine a positive light and work in concert with the community in coming out of this. But thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Again, we'll see you soon, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Ryan Ogle, the championship director for the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, joining us here with 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.